What's up, guys? Welcome to the In the Grip podcast. Here with my boy AJ Cooper, and we got a special guest.
We do.
It's our first guest. He's kind of on the team though. He's kind of behind the scenes. He actually picked out the name. What are some nicknames for him?
Well, he's part of our legal team here at In the Grip. He's a lots of things here.
We call him the Waggle. Some of you all will know him for that. Him and I have mistakenly, in Iowa last year, some girl thought that we were brothers. The waitress at the bar there at Lambo's thought we were brothers.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see that.
It's the red hair.
Yeah. It's the red hair. It's our boy, Michael Williams. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Man, not much. Glad to be on here. You know, big fan of the podcast and its initial podcast, and can't wait to see what it's going to be going forward.
Well, I mean, where are we going to go from here, though? Like, we got Michael Williams. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's all...
Basically, this is your bottom level. I can guarantee this is probably the worst podcast you'll have. And then things will just get better from here.
I don't know. We'll probably have Griff on at some point, and that'll be the lowest ratings we get, I would think.
Well, it'd be the longest, for sure.
It will be the longest.
Well, the reason Michael is here, first of all, is there is a tournament that we are going to promote right now, the Buddha Open.
Bubba Open. See, this has been something that the first podcast got a little, I've got messages about it. It was never the Buddha Open. It was the Bubba Open.
Wait, this is a revelation.
So, yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, so back in the day, there were two tournaments. First one was the Bubba Open. Second one was the Trucker Open. So the Bubba Open was the original. It was named after Gene Smith, the former owner of the Dugout.
Okay.
Nicknamed Bubba, because that was about the only time that he would get out on the golf course and play. And then the Trucker Open was after Tom Turnbull passed away. They had one at the end of the year, the Trucker Open, which is how we got to the Bubba and the Trucker. So it is the Bubba Open.
Let me put a big line through that.
I thought it was Buddha after Buddha, Kevin Hayes.
Yeah. Well, he played in them all. I was on his team.
I remember seeing
at least a couple times. But no, Bubba Open after Gene Smith.
Okay. Well, now we got the backstory of it. Let's get right into it. When is it?
So we're looking at April 11th. So we're going to do it April 11th. That's a Sunday. You know, we've kind of went back and forth on some dates, thought maybe like April 10th, April, you know, a couple different Saturdays. But you got track and you got a lot of things going on Saturday. So we're going to try the Sunday route. And it's the Sunday of the Masters. So good way to kind of get into that Sunday group, play a little golf, get done. You're only 18 holes is for the Bubba Open. Then you can get back, watch it, you know, at your house or somewhere, watch the final round of the Masters.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get to see the end of the Masters.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
You'll probably be back in time just to see the...
like the whole CBS coverage. Really.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know... The plan is we'll start at 8:30, and that's check-in. So try to be, if you're going to play in it, at least let somebody know that you're going to be there by 8:30 or be there by 8:30. That's kind of our check-in. And then at 8:45 or thereabouts, we will do a Calcutta. So for the Bubba Open, we have three different Calcuttas. So we will draw the D and E golfers first and then do a front nine Calcutta. And then we'll do the B and C and do a back nine Calcutta. And then we'll draw your A golfer. And then your full team will be a full 18 Calcutta. And then we got $30 a man just kind of, you know, for the tournament. We'll figure out when we get there as far as how places will go. And then a $5 a man skins game. And, you know, basically at 9 o'clock, go out and play. We'll probably, you know, do some variation of a shotgun start so we're not all backed up on one. You know, we just kind of spread everybody out, try to play groups of two if possible, and, you know, have a fun day playing 18 holes, come back, get it taken care of, and go watch the Masters.
So it really is, it's just a nonchalant, have some fun, yeah. Play some golf on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's not big money. I mean, obviously, you know, you never know what happens with Calcuttas, but you know, if you just want to come out and start the year, you know, it's a start the year tournament. It's what it always is, what it is. It's what it's always wanted to be. You know, that was the whole point of the Bubba Open, is get as many people out, just kind of start the year. It's nonchalant. It's a five-man scramble. So it's not like, you know, even if you're not a great golfer like me, you don't, you know, it's not like there's a lot of pressure on you to go out and just play lights out, you know. You're going to have other guys with you, and it's just a way to kind of – it's kind of a kickoff to the year more than anything.
Yeah. All right, so to expand on that so everybody understands, when you decide to play the Bubba Open, you just show up that Sunday morning.
Yes.
You don't have to have a team signed up, nothing like that. You show up by yourself, you check in, and then the pairings will start.
So, yeah, so what will happen is we'll have the tournament committee, which I'm assuming will be the three guys here. So as you come up, all you're going to do is sign up. Now, for the vast majority of you, we know you, and we'll be able to kind of place you. If you are, you know, someone that doesn't know one of us, hasn't played with one of us, you know, if you have a gin or some way to kind of give us an idea of your skill level, that's what we'll do. So what, how it will all start is once we get everybody signed up, we'll just start splitting them up. You know, and A golfers, you know, depending on how many people, and A golfers, B golfers, C golfers, D golfers, and E golfers. And then once we get to that point, we will get all the E golfers first, and we'll have a board of some sort. We'll draw an E golfer, put them on the board. And then we'll start at the, you know, we'll go back and start, all right, team one may already have an E golfer. Then we're going to say, okay, with this E golfer, we're going to draw a random D. They're on there. We're going to fill it up, and that's kind of how we'll do it for all of them.
So you get your E and your D, and then Calcutta number one happens.
Correct. And that's on the front nine. That is a front nine score only.
Calcutta number one is based only on the front nine score.
Yes.
And you bid on a team only knowing.
Only knowing your D and E. So
what is potentially the two worst on the team, even though, who knows, they could have a day.
They could have a day, but that is kind of the point. You know, and I know there are some other thoughts about starting with the A. I just think it's more interesting.
No, it sounds way
funnier. Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Because I think you, if you run an A, you know, you, I know there's been times where it's been like the A and the E get drafted. And, I mean, that's interesting too. But, you know, with the A golfers, you tend to get some more, you know, it's going to be more weighted towards the better A golfers. D and E, you're waiting – I mean, I guess a little on D&E, but it's almost more of a gamble to just see maybe that D&E golfer ends up with the best A, B, and C golfer. So you never know.
Right. If you're you think you're a solid E and you showed up with some money in your pocket, you might as well own yourself right there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the other part, too, and why it's only a 30, you know, it's kind of a friendly $30 game is with a five-man scramble, it should be relatively fair. I mean, five people, you should be able to go make birdies at places. But, you know, by the same token, it is possible that the best A, the best B, the best C, the best D, and the best E all end up on the same team. And that's just kind of – that's why it's called, you know, the Bubba Open, the five-man draw open is what it is. And it's just kind of luck of the draw. But, you know, I think it's still fair. You know, that's why it's a five-man draw. That's why, you know, we kind of just – split things up the way it is, and should be a fun day. And
then go, get done and watch a whole bunch of golf. Just stay at the golf course, buy your beer there, and watch a whole bunch of golf.
Yeah, spend lots of money at the golf course today. That's how we want to start the year off.
Yep.
Well, I'm excited. So we know the date now, April 11th, Sunday of the Masters. I mean, I had that day penciled in to sit on my couch and do nothing besides watch Masters. But now we have a golf tournament.
Yep. Now we're going to play golf first and then go watch the Masters.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy today about it, a guy that I'm assuming would play. And he told me, he said, well, that's too early in the year. You know, I haven't even got out and played yet. And I said, that's the whole point of this. It's the first tournament of the year, and it's not really a tournament. It's, you know, you go spend $30.
Yeah, a person can honestly show up and spend only $30 and play golf.
If you don't want to spend the money, Calcutta. So
like, I mean, and realistically, like, if you've never even played golf, you could go and have fun. I mean, this is, you know, probably don't necessarily want to make it your first golf appearance ever. But even if you're like a guy that just doesn't play often, kind of the guy that you said that, oh, I haven't played, this is the perfect opportunity. Low stakes. You got, you know, chance to have, you know, get out with the other couple groups and have fun. And, you know, realistically, you're 2 weeks away from the one man, which is a big, you know, that's kind of a big event here at Mosswood. Yeah, and, you know, financially a little bit more than $30 to get in that one man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're, but yeah, you want to be, you know, have some reps in before you go to the one man. And this is a great opportunity to do it.
Yep.
You know, there's not a lot of April tournaments around, so.
Yeah, that's why I like this so much. And I think we need to remember this and keep this going, you know, every year. Even if it's on, you know, maybe Sunday, Sunday of the Masters is the day that we always do the Bubba Open. You know, maybe that's the day, weather permitting, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. The only other tournament I know is Spirit Hollow used to have a tournament Masters Week where you draw a name. I think it was Spirit Hollow where you draw a name and you'd be like, it was basically playing your own ball, but you were playing best ball with this PG, you know, with somebody that's also playing in the Masters tournament.
That's a cool format.
And they had a little basically before you played Calcutta, and then you go out and you're playing best ball. You know, you might draw, you know, Dustin Johnson, and it's you and Dustin Johnson playing a best ball. You know, I don't know if they handicap or not because I never got that far into it. But, you know, I'm not sure if Spirit Hollow, but I know I've seen that before where you just are paired up with somebody playing in the Masters for that tournament. It's kind of the same deal. You just draw a name out. Could be the guy that's playing with the Masters ringer as a solo, or it could be, you know, whatever.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that does.
You know, I know there's places that do that for all, you know, for some of the other majors, U.S. Open, PGA. And, you know, I think that could be a fun format. You probably got to handicap it at some sort, you know, if you're going to do it. But that could be fun down the road.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm over here taking notes because that's the kind of things we need to be doing at Mosswood.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And how can we associate a player in a scramble format? Like, I guess Spirit Hollow did. Could have done that.
Yeah, I'm not. That's something that I think we can certainly look into and, you know, play with as we get going forward. I mean, and real, you know, obviously it's going to make more sense for a major.
Yeah.
But you could even do it on, you know, especially for guys like us. We know enough of the, you know, about the events going forward. We're all in, you know, the fantasy golf leagues and whatnot. So there is enough people that are, you know, we can figure out, you know, draw names, and you may get Maverick McNealy. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I like how we're kind of getting these smaller tournaments, you know, trying to get them going out there. You know, just have one a month or something. I don't know. I like these little Bubba Opens and stuff like that. Not big money, and you get, you know, you kind of get some new guys that, you know, don't want to spend $100 playing the one man. They'll spend $30 playing this, and then they kind of get hooked, and they want to, you know, next year they want to get your one man or something like that. Well,
and you mentioned earlier, if it's somebody who's never played golf before, show up, be an e-golfer. I guarantee if you're on my team, I'll teach you how to putt well enough that you might make a putt for us all day, and that's all we really care.
Yeah, I think it's all in. I mean, you know, the only reason I said if you're bored, if you're getting nervous or whatever, maybe that's not it. But this, if you want to get out and
it's
play,
a scramble.
If you want to get out and play and kind of learn, this would be a good opportunity because not only that, you know, you're going to get with an A golfer that can probably teach you some things.
Yep.
But you really don't have any pressure. I mean, go up there and maybe you get lucky, hit a putt or whatever.
Right.
Or you have beginner's luck and you have natural swing. Who knows?
Yeah. And the worst case scenario, you spent $30 to have a good time.
Yep.
And nobody on your team's going to be mad at you.
No.
Because they only spent $30.
Yeah. Then. Yep.
And yeah. So I hope we. What happens if we get 70 guys show up?
Well, I guess we got a whole bunch of teams.
Yeah.
Double up on some holes and go get them.
Okay. We'll shut the course down.
Yep.
So yeah, if you're somebody that thought about coming out and playing on Mosswood April 11th, but not playing in this, I would suggest you don't because it's going to be a busy place.
Yeah, all are welcome. So, you know, if you have some interest, you know, let one of us know.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You can contact us and, like, talk to us about it before. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I'm thinking about playing in it. What do you think? And we'll direct you. I guarantee you we're going to direct you to showing up and playing.
To playing, yeah, for sure.
It doesn't matter who you are, but yeah. All right. So the Bubba Open is covered. It is not the Buddha Open. But so everybody, we apologize for that. How did we possibly go wrong there?
I don't know. I don't know how that got. To be completely honest, I listened to the podcast and I just missed it. Like, I did not.
Well, they sound similar.
I didn't catch it. And then I got like a text message from somebody like, you know, they know it's the Bubba Open, right? I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, no, on that podcast, they kept saying Buddha Open. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. It is the Bubba Open. So I
just always assumed it was the Buddha Open because, you know, after Kevin Hayes, I thought that's, you know, they kind of had one and they were.
See, I'm not even. It may have been done by the time that. I mean, right. Surely not, but it wasn't too far away that it was done by the time.
I always just assumed it was his idea. Like,
I mean, it is the perfect. It was the perfect format for Buddha because he, you know, he could putt, and that's about all he really cared about.
Right.
You know, he'd go hit his little slicey drive and go try to hit one up, but mainly he just liked trying to be on somebody good's team because he could get that old putter hop.
Mm-hmm. The slicey drive is correct. And if anybody stood on number 4T at Mosswood, they know the lines he would take. That's a slicey drive. Like,
it's way over the track.
Oh, gosh. Like, left of the big sycamore that's right in front of me. Like, if you look left of the big sycamore, you think there's no possible way to get this thing back. But if he got a left or right wind on that hole, he was going left of the sycamore. And he's probably going to sling it back close to the fairway, too. It was amazing.
Yep.
He's always playing those wooden ping eyes, woods, which he knew where they were going. Yeah.
Well,
I apologize.
Bubba Open.
Yeah, and when you write those two words right next to each other, just go ahead and write it out.
And to be completely honest.
Not to make excuses for ourselves, but, man, we screwed that one up.
Well, the other thing, too, is not like we have to go with that name. If we want to have some kind of new name for it, you certainly could do that, too.
Well, okay.
You could call it the In the Grip Open.
This was all Michael's idea.
Yeah, and we might have our own event.
Yeah, we're
going
to have our own.
No, this is something that was already there that needs to come back.
We're gonna
come back with the exact same name that it. Yeah. Though some of us
bring it back. Yeah, we screwed that one up bad. If we do an in the grip tournament, it's going to be a two man, and I'm going to be on AJ's team. So
yeah,
that's the only time I'm going to get to play with him. So
speaking of that. So Michael is one of the dubs of the Two Dubs Show, which is a podcast. I was thinking we have got to find an event this year that the four of us go play.
That'd be sweet.
Yep.
Oh, I'm obviously all in. Anytime I can play with AJ.
Well, that's what I mean. So we're not good enough to play with him in the big four man out right here, I guess. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so we'll have to find a different event.
Yeah, we'll find a little bit smaller one. Maybe Kyle Myers got some.
I know
little event on a Thursday or something.
Yeah,
he'll take us to.
Well, I know that the Nutrition Center here in Monroe City is going to have an event this year. I think it might be on my son's birthday. If that's the case, I'm probably not going to be able to play. But if I can play, maybe that's where we go, because I'm sure you guys know I don't like to let anybody else win out there. So
yeah,
that's another one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's go get it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm all in.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have me or Michael or Flute bitch at you about having to be on your team in a four-man. So.
All right. So everybody heard it.
We're playing that.
We're for sure going to do this year. We're gonna team up and do the podcast.
Yep.
Then we'll have a pod after it.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know exactly what happened. Maybe, unless we play bad.
Yeah,
may not say anything.
All right, well, the Bubba Open, April 11th. Check in at 8:30. Be there. Let us know if you're going to come. If you're not,
you don't have to let us know. Just
no, you just show
morning.
Up.
If you want to show up on a motorcycle like that guy did at the Monday Qualifier.
Yup. More than welcome.
Yeah, show
and
up
I will be ecstatic about it.
Just be there by 8:30. But, yeah, show up however you want. And, yeah, if we don't know you, like, you got to – maybe you should let us know then. That way we know exactly how to put you on the board.
Should be a good one. Hopefully the weather's good.
Yeah.
Of course, that's always the wild card. Yeah, that was always the wild card for the Trucker and Bubba, because I know the Trucker one time, I think there was a pretty extensive rain delay. Because I think we had that in September sometime.
Yeah, one of them was at the end of the year.
And the Trucker was always at the end of the year, and I think it was in September, and I think there's been a rain delay or two in that. So you never know, but we'll make it work. Get the word out. Young, old, all welcome. You know, make it happen.
So that's the newest event that we know about. And of right now, it's the most important event that we know about. But we should probably talk about some other new events that we know about, because that's part of what we do. We make sure everybody knows about what's going on in the scramble golf in this area. First thing, Norwoods. On the last podcast, we told you it was May 8th. That is no longer correct. It is now May 22nd. Still two-man scramble, 27-hole, one-day deal. But they are May 22nd. I assume they did that to get away from Louisiana's date.
Probably.
Because they have the three-man. Yeah. So May 8th was popular because Macon also has a three-man that day. So there's tons of options there. Also that May 22nd, 23rd weekend, we know that Arthur Hills in Mexico. They called it a big money four-man scramble. I saw the flyer. It looked like there was pretty good payout in it. So if you're a competitive team, four-man team, that might be something you look into. And another one to add to it is Centralia, June 12th and 13th, their four-man scramble. Their four-man scramble is exactly like our four-man scramble here at Mosswood. So if you enjoy ours, there you go. Early June, actually getting close to mid-June, but there's one that you can go to. And Centralia is a fun scramble course.
I think they've done a lot of work on that course in the past two or three years.
Right, right. They actually shut down for a little bit. City purchased it, and now it's part of their parks department. And you're right.
It would be a fun scramble course.
Yeah, they put big trees out in the middle of the fairways. You get four guys, you can try to get around them. If not, it makes for a fun Sunday if you're in contention. So those are new ones we know about. You guys know about any others?
I'm going to do something for a bachelor party. May 22nd, it's going to be the same weekend as Norwood's two-man. I don't know what the format's going to be. Go out, probably something like the Bubba Open. I might call it the Boot Open.
There you go.
We got another Boot Open.
The Little Homie
Open. The Little Homie Open. Don't know what the format of that'll be, but anybody listening, Monroe guys, out of town guys, want to do something there, it'll be, like I said, very similar. Pay, $25-$30, get in. If you want your side action, you can have that too, your side bets. But anyway, that'll be May 22nd also. So if you guys want to play in that with us, then feel free to hop in that.
Yeah, man. That also reminds me, I was hanging out with Matt Seward not long ago, and we got talking about the Classic, and it only happened once. A couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was a June event.
He's had a couple events. I'm pretty sure Matt Seward's kind of came up with two different ones, but anyways, the Classic could possibly come back, so it's not set in stone right now. If you see Matt Seward, I would say to him, Matt, I heard the Classic's coming back. Like, put some pressure on this dude.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So, all right, fill me in.
So, the Classic. So this wasn't the one for his bachelor party deal.
I don't think so.
No, this was, he just had another one. So, we ended up doing three-man teams. Crazy format. So
you started off.
We did nine holes
of
scramble.
Scramble, right.
First nine holes.
Yeah, first nine holes were scramble.
So you got paired up in the same way everybody showed up. They were given, whether you were an A, B, or C golfer. I think they let us A people draw.
A drew.
No, we didn't draw. We picked.
Yeah.
We picked. You're right. We did pick.
Did you draw names to see who picked who, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time.
But, I bet Seaver remembers.
But, yeah, so.
So, yeah, so we ended up with three-man teams, front nine scramble.
But, and also, part of that is each player had to tee off on three holes.
That's right. You had each player, you had to take three tee balls from each player in those nine holes.
Okay. So if it's a sea golfer, you know, like number two, for example, they got one dry, you may want to just go ahead and say, hey,
take it and
we're going to take it and just go.
Because you don't want to end up on hole nine knowing you have to, or even hole eight and hole nine, knowing you have to take their tee ball in both holes. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It was great. It was really awesome. But the middle nine, the middle nine was crazy. Three-man team alternate shot.
Yes. Full alternate shot, three-man team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's different with three guys.
With three guys. So, first thought in my head was everybody shooting over 45 in this deal. And the scores were quite amazing.
Really good.
Yeah. So, my three-man team, we were two under par through five holes. Playing three-man alternate shot.
I think our
team. We did not finish 200 par, that's for sure. But
I think our team, I mean, we were in the high 30s, like 38, 30, which that's a good score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody knew what to expect there, which made it really fun. And then on top of we shot even par for our nine holes, and which I went. I honestly thought everybody was shooting in well into the 40s in this alternate shot. I think another team shot close to even.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final nine.
Play your own ball.
Everybody played their own ball. And I think you added up all scores. You
added up every score.
Yep. So if your sea golfer shot 60 on the nine holes, you're
in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone matters on that back nine.
But yeah.
It was fun. Gosh, it was fun, though.
Let everybody know who the reigning champions are. Me, AJ Cooper. B golfer, Buzzy Shaver. Sea golfer, Jeremy Snow out of Palmyra. Showed up and showed out.
Snow played good.
He was unbelievable. See, I think he played pretty bad when he played his own ball, but when
you got him in the spots.
Well, yeah, the scramble. I remember the scramble where you had to take three tee balls. Like he got his over quick. Like he put them out there. Maybe even hole one, 4 and 5 or something like that. We got him out of the way real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I felt like that's what you needed to do. Take all the pressure off.
Yep.
Yeah, we played good. And I think we maybe only won the whole thing by like one stroke, even with adding up everybody's scoring on the best ball part. It was crazy. It was a fun day of golf. I don't know how he dreamed up that format, but it worked and it was a lot of fun. And I hope the Scrappertown
Classic? The Scrappertown Classic.
I hope it comes back. Everybody runs in the mat again. Like, put a little pressure on this dude.
Yeah, we're going to have to get him in here the week before and talk about
it. Oh, yeah.
It was fun. Like I said, we kept joking, like, this is the way this is playing. Said, me and Ryan can just go, we'll just rent out a drone and we'll just have a tower and we'll just broadcast this thing. But
yeah, I remember there were jokes the whole time. Everybody was having such a good time, like, really enjoying it, that we were talking about how 30 years from now, when this thing's televised and
just playing up in the dugout.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody was having that much fun. We thought that it was going to be a big deal. And so we got to get going. Scrappertown Classic. If this podcast does anything, I hope it gets that tournament.
Gets that classic back.
If we get the Bubba back and we get Scrappertown Classic back.
We need somebody to take over the Bubba. I was thinking of the Buddha, but. There we go, we're getting them confused again.
Well, we'll just have to create a Buddha, too.
Yeah, we need somebody to take that one over.
Yeah, we'll talk. We need to get Mike on here, and he played a lot with Buddha, and figure out exactly what that dude liked as far as format and stuff like that, and have a tournament that, you know, in honor of him.
I can't believe we screwed that name up. I feel like a huge...
Yeah, I explained myself. I thought for sure that's what it was, but... It wasn't.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about Spirit Hollow.
Spirit Hollow.
You want to get on it?
Yeah. Let's get on it. Like, for sure. This is coming up. I mean, April's going to be here before you know it. And then May.
Yeah. We're essentially 2 months and, like, what, 7 days, something like that? Yeah, 6 days, 5 days, something like that.
So we're probably inside 70 days now.
Yeah. We're, right now, we are actually at the point where we are allowed to start talking, calling Spirit Hollow for tea times. About two months.
They're officially open for the season. Yeah, we got to get our tea times locked up.
We got 20, so you got to start early.
All right, so all podcast listeners who don't know, there is a group of us that is 20 deep right now. And we go to Spirit Hollow. We go the Friday and Saturday of Memorial Day weekend every year. Been doing it for Michael's one of the originals, so he can let us
know. So the first time we went was, I believe, in 2010. 2010 or 11. I think, actually, take that back. I think it was 11 because 10, I would have had.
So this babies. Is the 10-year anniversary?
10-year anniversary. Just thought about this. So the first.
It just
that is,
got bigger.
That, yeah, is, big. That is, yeah, starting thing. The first ever one was 2011. And it started off, the original started off about 12 people were going to go. We had some farmers and some rain, and it ended up, the original four were me, Ryan Watson, David Hayes, and Shane Spaulding.
And they are still,
so
they all still go.
Yeah, that's the OG. So the first year we went, and this is before they had the stay and play. So we went to the casino and stayed there, and we played the first day at Spirit Hollow. And then we left and played Hamilton the second day. So that was the first one. So the second year, I did not go. I was having a, you know, my wife was having a baby, and they went to Riverside.
Yeah.
And then after that.
It's, casino right there, too.
Yep. So after that, so starting in 2013, it's been at Spirit Hollow every year except for twice. Twice it was at Innsbruck, and both because there were conflicts at Spirit Hollow. They had the Iowa four ball one year, and they had
hosting the big tournaments. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so 10 years of this event, and it is one of the things that we look forward to a lot. It's changed a lot. So the current format was not always the case. There's always been some sort of handicap tournament. The Ryder Cup was a fairly recent invention, probably about 6 years on the Ryder Cup.
So the Ryder Cup, we break out, we got 20 guys going, so we'll break it up into two different teams. We have captains. One of the captains is sitting right here. And so we'll break up into two teams, and for the 2 days, we have matches against each other. And we do pairings. We try to make it a big deal, a lot of fun, and it is. It's a ton of fun. Yeah.
And, you know, now it's playing your own ball. I think when we originally did the Ryder Cup, it was... Don't want to say it was alternate shots. I don't think, because I think that was talked. But I think we did two-man scrambles the first year on the first afternoon. But now it's just playing your own ball, straight-up match play, best ball, and then straight-up match play.
Yeah. And we go to Spirit Hollow. They take such good care of us.
The best hospitality course you'll ever find.
Take your clubs and you get it off the trailer that we haul up there, and you set it down, and you don't touch it again until you leave or get off one golf cart and get on another, and the guys are trying to, I mean, it's
on top of that, it's unbelievable golf course, like such a good golf course.
I mean, just to kind of touch on that for people, I mean, most people listening know, I mean, last year we played in it the Sunday, or maybe it was 2 years ago, the Sunday before they played the U.S. Open qualifier, 1 week before we showed up, one of the years.
Yeah, I mean, that golf course is so good they could host big time events there. And so, yeah, so we'll go back. We'll leave bright and early Friday morning. We leave
easy to get up that morning because you don't hardly sleep. You're looking so forward to it. I know.
So we leave bright and early. I mean, we have a good time. Usually, first tee time's 8 a.m. or something in there. And we get 36 holes in, at least 36 holes in that first day.
Well, most day, I mean, I'm trying to think, the least we played on the first day is like 41. You're because you usually get a, you know, you get, if you're, which is what we probably need to do, make sure, and I think we talk about it every year, never do, but like get our meals called in and whatnot, because if you keep going, I mean, you can get pretty good little nighttime scramble on Saturday or on Friday.
And that course is so good to us, those guys, that, I mean, we get done and be like, hey, we're going to scramble. And they say, go. Just go have fun.
Yep.
And we would. And, you know, there's really not that many people playing that late. And we get, I mean, we might break up into fivesomes and
this happens.
Play some decent money games as we go, too.
It's always fun to get that trip kind of started off because you go to the dugout. Everybody plays league on Wednesday. You play till dark, and then everybody meets at the dugout about 9 o'clock. And then, you know, you draw picks. You know, who's got first pick? So this year it's me and Grant Valrath. So we'll go up there, and then we'll pick teams. And mostly everybody that's going is up there. So you're just drafting your teams, you know, and everybody's there and hooping and hollering. And
yeah, I think last year the only people that weren't there, they were on FaceTime.
We're there by phone.
Yeah.
It was Trav. Yeah, Trav was FaceTime.
Yeah, he was FaceTime and having a good time too.
Yeah, so, yeah. And then on the draft, you draft on Wednesday, and you set your first day matchups on Wednesday.
Yeah,
so that's
you know, that's kind of the fun thing about it. You know, as a captain, former captain, whatever, is, you know, it is that Ryder Cup kind of style where you're placing a name at a time, you know, at a particular time. You know, it could be that the first name you could match could be somebody playing at the last tee time on the first group. And then the other group has to match that guy, and then they put a name somewhere, and, you know, a lot of strategy, you know, a lot of strategies over the past matching up, you know, whether it be, you know, my losing philosophy was trying to match up people that got along well on the same cart. You know, I was not a very successful captain in that regard, but, yeah, you know, you there learn. Are some that,
yep.
There are some that, you know, really focus more on, you know, the interactions between the people playing against each other. I mean, there's a lot of different strategies, and it's fun. And, you know, so you do that, and then you play all night Friday. This year we'll have to get a meal plan, so we'll get a good meal. And while we have that good meal on Friday night, set things up for Saturday. And it's like just like the last day of the Ryder Cup. It's all singles on Saturday, getting it done.
Yeah, and there's always an interesting factor there, too, because we are close to a casino up there. So sometimes on Fridays, guys like to go to the casino afterwards, which can turn out to be a late night sometimes. Or I remember one year it was actually more than one year, like bowling happened. And
bowling used to be a big thing.
It was pretty intense. It's not as intense as the golf, but it's damn close.
So, you know,
for like three or four guys, it is as intense.
And kind of where the bowling started is that was, so when we went the original year, we had a big bowling kind of event right after, because we stayed, you know, at that time it wasn't the all day golf like we do now. You know, we played 18 or 36 or whatever. And then we had a big bowling event at the casino, which has happened. It used to happen every year. I mean, it has slowed down a little bit since it's been to the stay and play, which has probably been the last 5 years or so.
Yeah, lots of good times. Last year was the COVID year, and so nobody left. Nobody went to the casino. It wasn't open, whatever. But we created a little casino of our own,
Which was fun. I mean,
hit some of us harder than it hit others. Yeah, there's two of us here, actually, that probably hit a little too hard.
Damn.
And
yeah, but it's fun.
So, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do a pod right before that trip, and then we're going to have to do one maybe during the trip.
Yeah, I mean, Friday after we play, so we'll play
40 holes.
We'll play 36, and then we'll play till dark. And then, yeah, we'll probably just hit the pod right
We
there.
Might have to just do a pod.
Just do it while we're eating steak dinner. And
yeah.
Yep.
There might be lots of editing after that one.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was almost thinking it'd be cool if we could set up the pod when we were drafting teams. But, boy, that'd be a lot of editing.
Oh, yeah.
Because there'd be a lot of F-bombs being flung around.
We'd have to actually, like, be in the back room with the dugout, like being out with the normal population, and yeah
I don't know, but we got a little time to figure that out. But we're gonna do several podcasts right around that tournament, because that's a fun one for us.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
AJ is psyched. He is.
AJ, what'd you say walking off there last year?
Yeah, everybody's talking about this or whatever. Yeah, I said it. I say lots of stuff though. I was upset last year. I played horror. I didn't sleep.
Well,
from Friday to Saturday, I got maybe like 22 minutes of sleep, like at the most. And so when I was warming up Saturday morning on the range, like I couldn't feel anything. Like, so I came out and shot horrible, lost the individual tournament, and I told everybody I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Multiple times. So that he's winning again next year, period.
Yeah, so not only did I say I'm not going to make that mistake, I did say I'm going to win. And I'm going to stand by it. So,
well, if you know,
we'll see what
I've
happens.
Seen you play at a simulated Spirit Hollow, and if that is any indication, watch out.
Yeah, so I might have been practicing for maybe like every day since last year, so. We'll see.
Well, are you good? Do you think we're done? Or
I don't know. I'm going to drink some more and sit here and bullshit. So.
We can do that.